On our Party Line program this morning, happy to announce we have the mayor of Columbus joining us, Joe Hammer. Mayor Hammer, thanks for being with us on WBEV today.
Well, Bob, thanks very much for inviting me. This is a real pleasure and honor to be on the radio with you.
So. You bet. The biggest thing going on in the city of Columbus in the last 24 hours, I would guess, had something to do with high school football. Thought I'd give you a chance to comment.
Yeah, well, you know, we're very proud of our Columbus Cardinal football team. Well, all our Columbus Cardinal sports and music department and such. But with the Columbus football team, unfortunately, they lost last night. But, you know, they have had a tremendous season, and, you know, community is very proud of these young guys. So, they gave us a lot of enjoyment and entertainment this year. So.
Not everybody can make it to Camp Randall for those finals. So, again, a great season by the Columbus football team. Let's talk about the city of Columbus. I know you and the council just had a lot of budget deliberations in the last week or two. Why don't you fill Columbus area listeners in, and what's the budget looking like for this year and then going on in the future?
Well, budget-wise, I mean, like every community, everybody's struggling with the same thing. You know, how to maintain all the services that you offer, and still while maintaining a reasonable cost. You know, unfortunately, I would say it's been the last several years, there's been just major increases in costs, for materials, and so that definitely operational costs have gone up significantly. But our whole plan, our whole idea of working as a council was to try to maintain our services, but what can we do to keep, you know, things at a minimal, if any increase at a minimal, and there will be, unfortunately, a slight increase. But again, that's just covering, keeping full services and maintaining a good operational budget.
So if I'm a taxpayer in the city of Columbus, what does my levy look like? What are that decimal increase that people always talk about each year at this time?
Okay, off the top of my head, and I don't have it in front of me, I think we were, levy is it's a little over $7 per thousand.
I promised you we wouldn't do math, so sorry I threw a curveball at you this morning. And I know you don't have the paperwork in front of you since you're at the coffee shop in Columbus, so that's fine. Let's talk about some of the accomplishments that have occurred. What has taken place in 2026, or 2025, I should say, in Columbus? What sort of progress has been made?
Well, you know, we're so fortunate in this community we've got some really good industry. We've got some really good commercial businesses in town. You know, all of them are looking, you know, they have that they're looking for employees. So, you know, these are good companies, good paying jobs with good benefits. So, you know, we're very fortunate to have that industry in town. You know, like a lot of communities, you know, you're looking to increase your tax base. So obviously we're looking at what we can do to increase our, not just our businesses in commercial, industrial, but also housing. So we do have it's a smaller housing complex that's going in right now, which will contribute to our tax base. But then we're also having sent out for a request for proposal on a piece of property for more housing possibilities. And it's on Tower Drive near where our water tower is in town. So, you know, we're looking at good opportunities to increase the tax base, which obviously will help citizens out. You know, I guess good park system. So we've been, you know, working with a firm on how to better utilize like our Fireman's Park. We just had a major project out there where it will help out with stormwater issues, but it's two new bridges, walking bridges, and then there's a walking path out there also. So Yeah, there's been a lot of positive, a lot of good things. Columbus is a great community to live in.
So. You have Columbus, I always thought, had a nice range of assets. You've got the river running through it. You've got a wonderful medical facility, which in rural America is just a huge asset. You're the Amtrak connection for this part of the state. It's just a very varied community with a lot of things going for it.
Yeah, with the Amtrak, they just recently added the Borealis, which is a commuter type train. So we have daily, 7 days a week, two northbound and two southbound, or eastbound, westbound, which however direction. But so a total of four trains going through town. So that's awesome. I mean, and the business coming through Columbus on the train has just been phenomenal. A lot of people using the train. Yeah, hospital-wise, oh my gosh, we are just very fortunate to have Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus. It's become, you know, one of the top medical facilities, you know, around our area. So we're extremely fortunate. Very good doctors, very good staff, and a good CEO of the hospital system. So, yeah, we're very lucky here.
I'm speaking with Columbus Mayor Joe Hammer this morning on our WBEV Party Line program. And let me mention to our listeners, if there's a question you'd like me to pose to the mayor of Columbus, our talk and text line is available to you, 920-887-9595. Please send that to me as soon as possible, because we have a hard join to Badger football at the top of the hour, so not unlimited time this morning. We were talking about accomplishments and progress in 2025 in Columbus. What are some of the mayor's goals? What are some of the things you're aspiring to in coming weeks, months, and years there in Columbus?
I think the big thing is we know that we need some housing, more housing in Columbus area. So it's a matter of just, you know, working with and maintaining good relationships with area landowners, and you know, that's a very important thing. You know, part of it is that we want to maintain, and this comes, you know, from community members, that you want to maintain the nice small rural atmosphere, even though so it's controlled growth, you know, controlled housing growth and such. So goal-wise, yeah, that's probably one of the big things, is what can we do to create that atmosphere, try to revitalize our downtown. I think, you know, we had great downtowns back in, you know, the 60s and 70s, and then the malls came to be, and then downtowns took a hit. Well, I think now malls are starting to take the hit. Sorry, a train is going by the Amtrak station itself, so... So, yeah, I think you're going to start seeing downtown start to kind of open back up, and you'll get that old-time atmosphere back. So,
I didn't know the mayor of Columbus was such a radio professional. He provides railroad sound effects in the background to highlight your Amtrak station. That's a great job. Whenever I speak to municipal leaders, county leaders, housing seems to be the universal issue. And it seems to be an issue because of macroeconomic things, because of national trends, because of, you know, inflation in the country. It's so hard for one municipality to address, it seems like.
Yeah, well, statewide itself, there's a huge need for housing. It's well over 100,000 needed for housing throughout the state. And again, you know, we've got some really great businesses, and we have the Columbus Community or Prairie Ridge Health, and you know, there are people that are looking for places to live within the community itself. So, you know, obviously that's a big thing, you know, trying to accomplish that.
Mm-hmm. And when it, let's tell you, well, I need to take a quick break. Let me do that now. Sure. We're speaking with Joe Hammer. He is the mayor of the city of Columbus. Again, last reminder to listeners, if there's a particular question about Columbus or something you want to say relating to the city of Columbus, our talk and text line 920-887-9595. A reminder, we are joining Wisconsin Badger football at the top of the hour, so there's no want ads program coming up between 9 and 10 o'clock. More with Columbus Mayor Joe Hammer on Party Line after these messages. It's a Party Line Saturday morning here on WBEV. We're speaking with the mayor of the city of Columbus, Joe Hammer, this morning. Mayor Hammer, what about Columbus is going to be attracting people there? We talked about the medical facility. We know there's industry there, but I know the city has been working on a tourism flyer. Talk a little bit about what attracts people. What do you have to offer for visitors to Columbus?
Well, we also, 4th of July celebration in Columbus, that's been going on for ages, even, you know, before I had moved to Columbus back in 79. So that's always a big draw to our community and a big boost to our area businesses, too. And coming up very soon, December 10th, Wednesday evening, I believe it is, at 9 p.m., 9.05 p.m., the Canadian Pacific Kansas City holiday train will be running through our city and stopping, and they open up the stage, and they have some musical artists that that play some Christmas music, holiday music, and it's a big promotional for CPKC Rail because they donate to local food pantries, and it's also an opportunity for residents to donate to our local food pantries, which this time of the year, but not just this time of the year, but more so that the need is very high. So for all food pantries around our city and our state. So that's exciting. That's always a lot of fun.
And for listeners across our WBEV listening area, that train, I think it runs down from Minneapolis all the way to either Milwaukee or Chicago. And Columbus, a great place to be able to enjoy the holiday music and the festivities centering around that on December 10th. When it, I normally give the local elected official an opportunity to talk a little bit about his or her history and role. You mentioned what brought you to Columbus, and then a little bit about why you wanted to become mayor of the city.
Yeah. So what brought me to Columbus was I was 18 years old going through a power distribution course that's working on the high voltage electric lines. I grew interest in that. My dad had worked for Wisconsin Power and Light for over 40 some years, and I knew all the linemen. We lived right across the street, and I got to know all the linemen. So that was a career choice that I decided to pursue. A job opening came in Columbus and started in June of 1979 and retired from the electric utility in January of 2022. It was a great career. Columbus is so fortunate with all the, you know, we have a great city staff, city hall staff. We have great DPW. We have a great rec department, library. And then Columbus, along with its water and electric, they have a city-owned, it's a public-owned electric utility. There's 81 of them throughout the state of Wisconsin and many, many throughout the whole nation. So public power is just an awesome thing for our city. And again, for me, it was a great career. And I just retired for 1 year, painted my house, and then just decided I wanted to continue to serve the community that treated me so well.
When it came to deciding to run for mayor, some people do it for public service. Maybe there were maybe a couple of particular local issues that were of interest to you. What brought you to the role of mayor? Why did you decide to run?
Public service. just to continue to, again, you know, as being part of the utility industry for the amount of time that I was, it was always about what can we do to provide a better service to our community. And, you know, again, I was so fortunate. It was it was great being out in the public and talking with people and helping to, you know, provide them a good water, electric, and sewer service. And this is just another way of continuing that.
I'll offer two questions. You can take either one. What's your favorite part of being mayor of Columbus, and or what about your job is different than maybe what you expected of it? Just talk a little bit about being mayor and what are the good and bad parts of it?
The good part is dealing with people. You know, again, I'm so fortunate to continue to be associated with people that I had been associated with while I was still employed. Before I retired, and then just, you know, again, being able to meet with constituents and to go to conferences or whatever and represent the city of Columbus. I make it a point to get to legislative rallies that regarding electric issues, either on the state level, and this February I'll be traveling out to Washington, D.C. with a group of other public power municipalities, and then also throughout the nation. It's the American Public Power Legislative Rally in D.C. And so we'll be meeting with our local representatives in our nation's capital to make them aware of electric issues and what we as utility members want to do to better serve our community.
Joe Hammer, the mayor of the city of Columbus, on the phone with me on our Party Line interview today. We've spoken about the mayor. Let's get back to the city of Columbus in the last few minutes we have here on WBEV. What is maybe a misconception? Does anybody have kind of the wrong idea about Columbus that you have an opportunity to pop their balloon today? Any misconceptions people have about your city?
I don't know if there's any misconceptions. I think it's important that, the city of Columbus was named after Christopher Columbus. And, you know, unfortunately there has been so much negativity, and a lot of the comments are not necessarily evidence-based. It's just assumed that this is, you know, how people were treated, and it was a different era back in the day too. I mean, how many, we're talking many, many years ago. So I think it's important that there is some good heritage that we need to be recognizing and that be proud of. So, you know, I'm proud to be a member of this community, and we've got a lot of great citizens, and it's just, I can't say enough about living in the city of Columbus.
I'm glad I asked that question because I had not been thinking about the name, but that's an interesting point. Let's turn positive. Now, you've already given away the fact that there's a coffee shop right down by the Amtrak station that the locals frequent, including the mayor. What are some hidden gems? What are some secrets about Columbus? What are some ways you'd like to entice our area listeners to stop by and spend some time in your community?
Well, we have couples. Our former mayor and her husband own a Frank Lloyd Wright house here in Columbus. It was her mother and dad's. We have, the movie Public Enemies with Johnny Depp was shot in this community. So, I mean, there's houses. There's the house that is up on Charles Street that was the brothel house. There's just a lot of, you know, neat things that movie actually helped to kind of entice some of the local landmarks that are in this city.
Brothel house.
For city residents and such, you get a good laugh out of it, and It was actually very exciting when the movie was being filmed here. So it's quite the process.
Gotcha. Again, Joe Hammer from the City of Columbus. We are mid-November. How about we wind things up with one more invitation? The wonderful woman who I'm seeing has two grandkids, and every December we have to see the holiday train in Wauwatosa. So I know it's really a lot of fun, particularly for the kids. Remind our area listeners when it's coming to Columbus.
So December 10th, it will pull in about 9:05, and the stages will go down approximately 9:15, and they'll start playing. It's a beautiful sight, you know, to watch the train come in. I know for parents it's kind of tough because I believe, like I said, it's on a Wednesday evening, and it's kind of tough for, you know, families to keep their kids out of school or whatever, and I probably would get in trouble for saying, but this is really a great opportunity, and, I know when it's held over a weekend, we can get, thousands of people here. We're still getting, even when it's on a school night, we're still getting a couple thousand people that show up for it, so it's a great opportunity, so I would wish people just to come out and check it out.
Hopefully we'll have the same weather we're enjoying today.
Well, I don't know. I like winter, so I'm looking forward to the cold weather. So.
Okay, I'm taking you off the air. I'm kidding. Joe, a pleasure speaking with you today. Enjoy the great weather. Well, that's coming in the next month or two to Columbus. We'll do this again sometime, but have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for being with me.
If I could leave a closing comment, sure. I'd just like to wish our constituents, our residents and our businesses a very happy Thanksgiving and then a blessed Christmas season.
Mayor Joe Hammer from the City of Columbus.